Today I am going to tell you about five things that everybody ought to know. The news is good. It will bring joy to your heart and comfort to your souls. Last week I reminded you that in the sight of God, men are sinful, dead, lost, blind, and so on. Today I want to tell you about what God has done and is doing to cleanse and save your soul from the evil of sin and the power of Satan. First, let me assure you that God loves you, whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever language you speak, however great your need, God loves you. You may have disobeyed him, slighted him, ignored him, or even hated him. But I want to tell you that God still loves you, and he is far more concerned about the welfare of your soul than you are yourself. Listen to these verses from the Bible and judge for yourself. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God loves you because he made you for himself, and he wants to take you to himself someday. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save and redeem you. The second good thing you ought to know is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world to find you. He said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I am come to seek and to save that which is lost. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Thirdly, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died upon the cross of Calvary, that you may be saved from sin, Satan, and the judgments to come. Because he himself had no sin, there was no real need for him to die at all. But because death is the penalty or wages of sin, he willingly gave himself up to death, that through his death you may be forgiven. If you go to a doctor to be healed from some sickness, he will probably give you some medicine to make you better. But in order to save us from our sin, the Lord Jesus did not merely tell us to put away our sin ourselves. He did more than this. He actually took our sins upon himself and suffered in his own body the consequences of our wrongdoing. He was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He, his own self, bare our sins, your sins, my sins, in his own body on the tree. He, the just one, suffered for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The whole of the Bible points to this one great truth, that Christ, the Son of God, shed his blood, gave his life as an atonement and a sacrifice to God, that through his sufferings and death, you and I might be saved forever. But there is more to come. For the next great thing you must know is that on the third day after his death, Jesus Christ rose again. Some time ago, an Indian young man received Jesus Christ as his Savior, and when a friend asked him why he had become a Christian, he replied, "If you were walking along a road one day and came to a place where the road went in two directions, and you did not know which way to follow, And you saw two men at the crossroads, one dead and the other alive. Which one would you ask to show you the way? Why, of course, I would ask the living one, answered his friend. Exactly, said the Christian. Jesus Christ is a living Savior, and he alone can show me the way. The fifth thing I want you to know is that Jesus Christ at this moment stands before God in heaven as your advocate and mediator. No person on earth dare approach God in his own righteousness or good works, for all are sinners. Jesus said, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Somewhere in heaven at this very moment, the Lord Jesus stands before his Father on behalf of all who come to him. Because he died for you, he can save you from your past sins, but because he lives for you, he can keep you saved forever. Yes, men are sinful and guilty creatures in the sight of God. But then what more could a God have done to save us from our sin and receive us to himself?